It's my pleasure and privilege to speak before you. This subject is continuation with the last year. And let me start with the defending the King James Bible. Dr. Wade always said that fourth superiority of King James Bible was the original language, Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, and translators, 54, and translator technique and the theology. According to the Psalm 12, verses 6 and 7, God's word is kept intact in his Bible preservation. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of the earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And Proverbs chapter 22, verses 20 and 21 say that, have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the word of the truth to them that send unto thee. And Ecclesiastes 3:14, I know that whatsoever God doth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth it that man should fear before him. My subject is Old Testament's illustration of the preservation of the words. Tradition, the Masoretic Hebrew text, they use the 1525. This is similar the period of Reformation. We call the first Rabbinic Bible. But the New King James Bible, they use 1967 and 77 Studio-Cartensia edition. We call PHS in German, the Biblia Hebraica Studio-Cartensia. And some other modern translations use Biblia Hebraica, the second edition, 1913 of Rudolf Gittel, and 1933, they have third edition. This third edition is many corrupted. That's much different from the first and the second editions. And we have the superior translation technique of King James Bible. They use verbal equivalents and use formal equivalents, but reject dynamic the equivalents. This is the same tradition with Dean Bergen and the King James Bible. Inferior translation technique of modern versions, they reject the verbal equivalence and reject the formal equivalence, and they use a dynamic equivalence. They say that the oldest is the better. Is it right? And the shorter is the better. Is it right? And modern scholarship is better than the old one. This is a free, it's not always true. This is wrong. Dynamic equivalence, they diabolic and deceptive, determined and dishonest and diving of a man, disobedient, disapproved by God, defiant, defective, destructive, disruptive, deforming, disturbing, dolphin, and detestable, dangerous. They always add to God's words and subtract form from God's words. Kind of the ASB, New American Standard Bible, New English Bible, Living Bible, New International Version, New King James Bible, New RSV, Modern King James Bible. This is all. This two major the trend of school is Alexandrian and Antiochian school. The Alexandrian is all corrupt translation, and the Antioch school is they have a correct tradition.
First one is Alexandrian. It's a great center of textual corruption. When I studied the ATS, the Association Theological Seminary, as association schools in this country, ATS, most more than 200 schools, they trained Alexandrian school. So they already tried to the textual criticism. They tried to reconstruct of the original things, but they never find any original one. This is always a crop things, the humanistic and artificial way. This is my witness. Whenever I study with the Death Scrolls, original one from the Dr. Frank Cross and his students, all is the artificial reconstruction. This is not the word of God. This is the Alexandrian school side. They collect Clement and the origin and the Hexaplar origin and Constantine the Great. This is all conspirator of ecumenism. And Alexandrian is in the east, the Eusebius and the Jerome. In the west is Augustine and Charlemagne. The root of a new translation is West Cod and the Heart. They state that it is our belief that even among the numerous unquestionably spurious readings of the New Testament, there are no signs of a deliberate falsification of the text for dogmatic purpose. According to Hart, knowledge of documents should precede the final judgments upon readings. Ridiculous. And these two scholars were favored by Westcott and Court, Vaticanus and Synicus. They also believed that the convenience of a Codex Bazai with the Old Latin and the Old Syriac represented the original form of the New Testament text, especially when it is shorter than other forms of text, such as the majority of Byzantine text types. That's a majority is 99.8%, most of the, as one of the primary principles of their placing textual criticism was lexio brevio, sometimes taken to the extreme, such as in the theory of Western non-interpolations, which has been since been rejected. Westcott and Holt, the Philip Schaff, he followed this line, and Warfield and Hussey, this Westminster Theological Seminary line is the same line as Westcott and Holt. And Kittel's Beha as 1937, this is the Nazi's Bible. The full freedom to murder, just as you should smash the brains of even the best snake. This is a justification for the most anti-Jewish act. His son, the Kittel, buried in 1943. Vatican, Synicus, and Alexandricus Codex, this is all modern text. They are based on the Vatican, and 7% is Synicus, and 2% 5 Alexandrius. This is all against the TR. How about the Rudolf Kittel theological position? He despised the Jews, denied their salvation through Jesus Christ, denied the atonement, rejected the inspiration of scripture, contradicted the words of Jesus. Kittel's theological position is to put all these views into writing so as to be sure and leave a written record of his personal hospitality to Jesus Christ. His son also, Gerhard Kittel, New Testament scholar, was tried for Nazi war crimes. Both works for the German Bible Society, which is also known these days as United Bible Society. His son Kittel, lexicographer of biblical languages and often anti-Semitic. He is best known in academic circles for his theological word book, the dictionary for New Testaments. In May 1933, he joined the National Socialist German Workers' Party, and he was professor of evangelical theology and the New Testaments at the University Tübingen. He published the scientific studies depicting the Jewish people as the historical enemy of Germany, Christianity, and European culture in general. They have Antichrist. Septuagint, Ptolemy, the city of Alexandria, the Pharos Lighthouse and Museum of Alexandria. This is the home of Alexandrian school. And Ptolemy Philadelphus, he translated of Hebrew scripture into Greek by 70 scholars. And from the Latin, Jerome traveled to Syria and learned Hebrew, later traveled through the Palestine and Egypt. He settled in Palestine where he devoted himself to writing and translated the Bible into Latin, Bethlehem. This Vulgate became the official Bible in the Middle East. But the other side, the Antioch school, Antiochian school, they have the right translation, correct translation. The Byzantine received and the Syrian traditional text, the Old Latin Bible, 150, Old Syriac Bible, Gothic version, and the Codex Argentinus, and the Peshitta Targums, Waldensian, and the Bezai, Bide, and the Egbert, King Alfred the Great, the Decirus Erasmus, and the Stephanus. Peshitta translated the Old and the New Testaments into Aramaic in 2nd century AD. Peshitta meaning is a simple or straight, did not originally include the general epistle or revelation. This is Peshitta, but this is a right translation. And Bida, historian, ecclesiastical history of the English people, and adopted the method of dating invented by Dionysius Exiguus. Translated the Gospel of John into English. And Alfred the Great, King of England, mandated that all freedom, all free-born males learn to read. Personally translated some of the Psalms into English. And John Wycliffe, he's called the morning star of the Reformation, studied the theology at Oxford, translated the Vulgate into English, and he's poor priest, Bones. And he said, these things is the Jesus spake, and when he had cast up his eyes, so and so forth. This is John's Gospel into Old English. And William Tyndale translated the English, the Bible into English. 1525 is the same year the Masoretic text of Hebrew Bible used by the King James Bible. And condemned as the heretic, Lord opened the eyes of the King of England. And we have a Coverdale, Matthew Bible, Great Bible, Geneva Bible. All this is right, and the Antioch school translation. This is a correct one. And the King James Bible, James VI of Scotland became King England 1603. He has 6 terms of translator, 2 at Westminster, 2 at Oxford, 2 at Cambridge, and the Masoretic Textual Receptus. This is the base of King James Bible. This is the original 1611 King James Bible cover. Modern translation. And this modern is, first one, the Arvery, is revised version, the work of in Feather's Westcott and Holt published in 1885. They started in 1881 and they published this revised version. And American Standard Bible, 1901. RSV, 1952, this is by National Council of Churches, originally designed to be revision of the American Standard Version, 1903. And RSV is immediately attacked by most conservatives, especially Independent Baptist and Fundamentalist. Strange that they should object since it is blood brother to their beloved ASV. New American Standard Bible, 71, 58 scholars and critics argue it is too literal and updated 1995. Also, it is a wrong, corrupt translation. And Living Bible, 1971, and NIV, 1978. They have 15 scholars with a team of around 100. Most of them is a liberal. Theologians and feminists and atheists and homosexuals. This is the new international version translate groups. NIV is little difference from any other others, but like the American Standard Version, somehow accepted as a wonderful by those who think the RSV is terrible. But NIV is among the worst. Say that we try to avoid making the mechanical word for word rendition, which is the tendency of some versions that stress faithfulness to the original languages. Our translators always ask the knowledge, knowing what is the original writer was trying to communicate, how would we say in the same thing today? How about the new Scofield reference Bible? Also, many troubles. And King James 2 or New King James Bible, also corrupt. How about the illustration of preservation? The Genesis 1-2 is Ve ha ares hayata tohu va vohu. Here, tohu va vohu, King James Bible say that without form and void. But amplified, they say without form and empty. And American Standard Bible, formless and void. And NIV say that formless and empty. They changed the empty instead of the void. That's much, much different. Void and tofa vohu. Vohu is void, not empty. This is a Septuagint. And the modern King James Bible, also empty. How about the Yom? There's a Vayohi order. Vayohi ere Vayohi Boker Yom Echad. And Yom meaning is 24 hours a day. Genesis say that a plain historical narrative of an actual event. This is against Westcott and Holt. Literal creation days. Days are spoken of each made up of evening and morning. Vayohi erev, vayohi boker. And there was evening, there was morning. And one day, second day, third day, is six times is yom. It's exact 24 hours a day. How about the Esed Kenegdo? Eve was created as a helper meet for Adam. King James Bible, it is not good the man should be alone. I will make him a helper meet for him. And helper meet for him, this king, the NIV say the helper suitable for them. And the New King James Bible also helper comparable to him. New RSV say that a helper as his partner. Modern King James Bible also a helper suitable for him. The feminist movement does not like the wife being a helper meet or a man. They emphasize equality. The sense in Genesis 2:18 is that husband and wife should work as a team, as a counterparts, complementing each other, having specialized but different skills, just as the King James Bible says. The issue is not who is better as a suitable or comparable implies. How about Japheth was the eldest son of Noah? Genesis 10, 20, and 21, King James Bible, says, unto Shem also the father of all the children of Abel, the brother of Japheth the elder, even to him were children born. But here, New American Standard Bible, they say that the older brother of Japheth's children were born. This is right. But NIV say that here, I think somewhere, the new RSV say that to Shem also the father of all the children of Abel, the elder brother of Japheth. Children were born. This is their different one. How about the Shem, Ham, Japheth? This is the order of not the biological, but this is spiritual son of Noah. And the King James Bible, they preserve the original, the Hebrew word. The Japheth, the elder. Japheth is biological first son. And the second one, Ham, and the third one, Shem. According to Genesis chapter 10, genealogy. And Genesis 22a, this is very important. Here, the Abram replied to his son, where is the lamb? And Abram said that God will provide himself a lamb. This is a King James Bible. God himself is to become the lamb sacrifice, not to prepare for a lamb. This is a Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God, and God himself is become the lamb. But the modern translation, they changed. The New International Bible say that God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. And all the modern translations like this one. King James Bible and the modern King James Bible show that God himself is to become the lamb sacrifice to take away the sins of the world. But other modern translations, they remove the prophecy, the Masoretic text, and the Septuagint read as King James Bible. And Genesis 49:6b is a complete change. King James Bible said that, and in the south will they dig out a wall. But modern translation, they are differently. Hacked an ox or lamb auction, this is completely different. And 49, Genesis 49:10b say that, King James Bible say that, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Silo come. But New American Standard Bible said that nor a ruler's step from between his feet. And the New English Bible said that nor the step from his descendants. And NIV said that nor ruler's step from his between the feet. 49:10b still Living Bible, they omitted this one. And the new RSV, nor a ruler's staff from the between his step. So the Living Bible completely omits this without the explanation, an important part of the messianic prophecy. NIV and the new RSV, they omitted the silo. NIV goes easy and vague. Some sodomite on or homosexuals in the following five verses. They changed the male shrine to prostitute. Deuteronomy 23:17, King James Bible, sodomite. And American Standard Bible, sodomite. But New American Standard Bible, they changed the cult prostitute. New English Bible also temple prostitute. NIV shrine prostitute. They omitted the homosexual. In the New King James Bible also perverted one, different from the homosexual. New RSV temple prostitute. New King James Bible also nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. That's a similar. Who killed Goliath? 1 Samuel 17:4-50, absolutely David killed Goliath. But according to 2 Samuel 21:19 say that here there was against the battle in Gob with the Philistines where Elhanan, the son of Jaregon, Bethlehemites through the brother of Goliath the Gileadite. This is preserved, the original mathematic text. But here other modern translation, Elhanan through Goliath. Elhanan killed Goliath, NIV. And our revised English Bible also, the Elhanan killed Goliath. This is troubles. 1 Chronicles 11:26 say that the Elhanan is the genealogy. And 25 say that Elhanan, the son of a child, through Lahmi, the brother of Goliath. This is a right translation. And the Masoretic text also. So who killed Goliath? David. The King James Bible. They are witness. And who killed the Lahmi, the brother of Goliath? That's Elhanan. This is all, say, the King James Bible, rightly. Homosexual, so we already so here, the modern translations go easy and vague on the sodomites and the homosexuals, replacing it with a male shrine or temple prostitutes as an obsolete archaic the professor. Dr. Virginia Molenkato, one of the NIV translators, said that my lesbianism has always been a part of me. So one of them is the homosexual. Why don't they call sodomite the sin that God calls it? Maybe they don't want to offend them. Different translation. 1 Kings 18:27. Cry aloud for his good, either he is talking or he is pursuing. And NIV shout louder, he said, surely he is good, he is a God. Perhaps he sleep in thought or busy or traveling. But Living Bible say that perhaps he is talking to someone else, is out sitting on the toilet. That's different, completely different. Unnecessary. The Living Bible is an inaccurate and corrupt interpretation of what Kenneth Taylor thinks the Bible is saying on many issues. The first thing is the Bible translation must be inaccurate to what is copying. What nonsense. There is nothing in the Hebrew language here requiring this ridiculously and strangely translation. No other version has ever translated as the bars sitting on the toilet. Idol issue. Having idols is in pagan, but NIV omitted this warning. 2 Samuel 5:21 say that they left their images and David and his men burned them. But NIV say that the idols abandoned their idols there. And David and his men carried them. No, it's burned already. But they never carried. That's completely different. There they left their images. And David and his meant burned them. The modern translators did not know Deuteronomy 7:5, burn their graven images with fire. And Deuteronomy 7:25 said that the graven images of their Bible should be burned with fire. And Deuteronomy chapter 2, 7:25 also, and the Sennelier himself by carrying away the Philistine images at the modern translations. Wrong text. So side issue. According to Job 14:14, say that, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will await till my change come. Living Bible, a man dies, shall be live again. These daughters give me hope, so that in all my anguish, I eagerly await the sweet death. This living Bible encourages suicide by adding eagerly and sweet to say that the Job wants to die. This is not in Hebrew. Tell confessed the time of Job's death with the time of the Job's resurrection. Hell issue. They avoided all hell, but preferred to use Sheol. You can find in the New International NIV, no hell. They all changed the Sheol and the grave, and like the Jehovah Witness Bible. This, the King James Bible, they preserved the hell. Hell is naked before him. But Job 26:6 say that NSV, NIV, NRSV, New King James Bible, all they changed the sure death. They omitted hell. Hell is changed to grave or sure. Psalm 18:5, Psalm 86:13, Psalm 116:3, they all changed the shore. And Isaiah chapter 5:14, they changed the shore, the RSV grave instead of hell. The context of rebellious Israelites going to hell, both saved and unsaved went to shore. Isaiah chapter 14:15 also, King James Bible preserved the hell. But the other modern translation, they changed into Sheol grave. The modern translators leave Hades untranslated. This removes hell so as not to offend sinners. They changed the hell to Sheol or death in the Old Testament and the hell to Hades in the New Testament. This is misleading because everyone went to Hades at death, some to the paradise comfort side and others to the hell torment side. The underworld known as Hades or Sheol considered of two paths, hell for unsaved and paradise for saved. The change by the modern translators is wrong because the context is judgment, suffering, or destruction, which is the destiny of the unsaved. People associate hell with the fire and the torment. Hell has sorrows, but paradise, which was inside in the Hades underworld, has no sorrows. And the modern translators are false because in the Old Testament, everyone went to underworld Sheol at death. The modern translations avoid the use of hell because the unsaved public don't like it. They weaken to popular opinion and use Hades so as not to prepare offensive. Hell is the correct word. The modern translations contain the word of God, but it's not the word of God. Omit not. Isaiah chapter 9:3, King James Bible say that, thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased their joy. But the modern translation, they omitted all not. Masoretic texts say that not, but most of modern translations omit not. Lucifer issue. Isaiah 14:12-15. Lucifer is a Satan. King James Bible say that clearly, all Lucifer, son of the morning. But NIV say that, how do you have fallen from heaven, all morning star? Looks like Jesus. And the American Standard Bible says, all these stars, son of the morning. This is vague. And the New American Standard Bible, all star of the morning, son of dawn. They changed the New RSV also, all these stars, son of dawn. But Lucifer becomes morning star, son of dawn, or a day star. But Jesus Christ calls himself the bright and the morning star in Revelation 22:16. Headstone problem, headstone of the corner. Psalm 118:22, the famous, this is the middle point of the whole the Bible. The whole chapter, right middle is Psalm 118. And just before that, previous Psalm 117 is the shortest chapter, and the next one is 119, the longest chapter. The middle is 118. Among the other 118, 22 is the middle point of the whole Bible, all the Testaments and New Testaments. That's the middle point. It's talking about Jesus Christ is the head of the stone of the corner. But New International Version, they changed the capstone. Capstone is a Freemason symbol. Pyramid, the top of the capstone, and the Washington Monument at the top is a capstone. It's the symbol of a Freemason. And I believe they changed the capstone. That's ridiculous. And New American Standard Bible said that the chief cornerstone. Our son of God, Daniel 3:25, Daniel and the three friends. And he answered, said, "Lo, I see four men walking in the middle of the fire, and they said, no hurt. They, the form of force is the Son of God, Jesus Christ." And NIV, they say that, the Son of the God. That's a small G, small capital G, and plural. Time is up. 3 minutes. Yeah. Christ the Creator. Micah 5:2 say that, whose going forth has been from the order, from everlasting. This is Christ the Creator. But, and I will say that, whose origins are from the old. Looks like creature. They changed. And New RSV also same thing. So, they say that Christ has an origin, wrongly making him a created thing, being. And I will make Christ a creature, and not God. Going forth in King James Bible, meaning that Christ always existed. Habakkuk 1:12. So this is a sickening heresy for NIV to say that Christ has an origin. It makes Christ a creature and not God. How about Hosea 11:12? Say that, but Judah yet ruleth with God and is faithful with the saints. This is a King James Bible. But NIV, they changed it. Judah is unruly against God, even against the faithful Holy One. Is that right? Completely different. So, preserved word in the King James Bible, here, I have a reference to defending the King James Bible, Dr. Wade, and the modern Bibles, Jack Moorman, and the King James Version defended. So, King James Bible is the best. Thank you very much. Let me read the Psalm 119, verses 57. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I will keep my thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a company of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precept. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Amen.
Thank you.
My heart can sing where my soul truly meditates.